This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1616. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 9th, Belgium, Canada, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Europe, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Kuwait, Laos, Lithuania, Mali, Martinique, Mexico, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Romania, Rwanda, Sarawak, Sudan South, Tunisia, UK, USA, Western Sahara, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Congratulations to DX Antwerp, the only DX and shortwave listeners club in Belgium celebrating their 30th anniversary with a special anniversary broadcast handled by TDP, also based in Belgium, via transmitters in France and French Guiana, some of them in AM and some of them in DRM. These are all one-hour broadcasts, presumably the same one repeated, on Saturday, May 12th. And here's the complete schedule. First, via Issoudun, France, to India at 0430 on 17880. To Western Europe at 08 on 9680. And at 12 UT on 6015. To India again at 1530 on 15775 in DRM. And the broadcast to North America via French Guiana. To the eastern part at 1400 on 17880. To the west at 17 UT on 21680. And to all of North America in DRM at 20 UT on 17875. A special QSL card will be available. You may report by email to dxaqsl@gmail.com. I assume it'll be primarily in Dutch, but I know there'll be some greetings at least in the English language. For the latest info and updates, check their website, www.dx-antwerp.com. And furthermore, the following weekend, May 19th and 20th, they are having a series of presentations and demonstrations there in Antwerp. You can see a schedule of those as well. Greg Hardison refers us to a widely quoted op-ed piece by Thomas Witherspoon in the Toronto Star, May 1st. Witherspoon, an American, is director of the nonprofit Ears to Our World, distributing shortwave radios to schools and communities in the developing world. Here's part of what he said, titled, "The Terrible Cost of Cutting International Radio." Even from the relative distance of the U.S., it's painful to witness the brutal gagging of the broadest-reaching voice of Canadian international diplomacy. The cuts to CBC have garnered considerable press, but not the story of the cuts which threaten the very existence of RCI. The oversight is likely because many Canadians must not be aware of RCI or of its valiant but unsung role in international relations. Radio Canada International is an arm of the CBC that stretches across the world with international news and programming, offering a uniquely Canadian perspective on world events to millions of listeners who await these broadcasts every day. If I could speak on behalf of the millions who listen to RCI in the dark of night, I'd say a mouthful. Here on the overly lit, information-saturated North American continent, it's easy to forget that an estimated 1.6 giga human beings, a full one-quarter of us, still lack access to reliable power and to the Internet. In remote, impoverished, often war-torn regions, radio has become a familiar voice in the darkness. Without radio broadcasters such as RCI and the light of information they can relay, the night can become very dark indeed. A painful fact, the Canadian voice in the ether is being silenced. RCI's presence on shortwave radio is being eliminated, and Canada's only international broadcasting site in Sackville, New Brunswick, is slated to be shut down. Soon, Canada will have no infrastructure to share its voice with the rest of the world. Take precaution. Diversify your communication programs. Yes, radio costs something, but consider the cost per listener. Millions upon millions of listeners, we can't even begin to track them all, are listening for mere pennies, or fractions of pennies, each. A modest cost indeed, for offering the world a daily dose of reliable news and information. For saving lives, including potentially your own. For sharing the ever-broadening cultural understanding and enlightened perspective for which Canada stands. Please, Canada, find a way to avoid severing your own tongue. The world is listening to you. Many of the RCI staff have now received their pink slips, meaning they've been notified they will be losing their jobs, and I'm no doubt the morale is quite low, both in Montreal and Sackville. This might explain some mistakes in transmission, not of RCI, but of relayed stations. May 6th at 0538, I was surprised to find CRI English on 6080 instead of the usual 6190. Apparently, they did not change the frequency from 6080 as scheduled at 0500. And this must have meant a large collision with Radio Japan in Spanish via Bonaire for half an hour at 0500, which was before I tuned in, also on 6080. I don't often mention them on World of Radio because you may get tired of hearing about them, just as you may get tired of actually hearing the same music over and over every hour. I'm talking about Firedrake, traditional Chinese music jamming. However, Steve Handler and I, occasionally joined by others, post almost daily logs of the ever-changing frequencies where we hear this Firedrake jamming. And you'll find all of these reports in DX Listening Digest, the latest issue, number 12-19, coming up at worldofradio.com. I often find Firedrake on as many as a dozen frequencies at once, during my favorite monitoring hours, 12 to 14 UT, most of them out of band. Cuban jamming is quite different. It's a wall of noise. However, when there are fewer jammers on a given frequency, it may sound like individual pulsing or bubbling. The Chi-Com are adept at matching up their jamming to the on and off times of some of their targets, but the Cubans are very slipshod, often running the jammers when there is nothing there to jam, or something else which doesn't need to be jammed. For the last few Mondays, I've noticed that even though Radio Marti has a six-hour silent period from 03 to 09 UT, the Cuban jammers have continued unabated on those frequencies, 6030 and 7405. Unfortunately, for some DX targets, especially on 6030. Thanks a lot, Arnie. Especially around seasonal change times, the Cubans miss some Radio Marti frequencies and don't jam them for a certain amount of time. Another way Radio Marti can get through for the astute listener is on unintentional harmonics. 23860 was heard by José Luis de Vicente in Colombia, Radio Marti, May 4th at 21:53. He wasn't sure why it's there, but I am, the second harmonic of 11930 from Greenville. Causing DX excitement, May 8th was the discovery by Mark Davies in Wales of an apparent new shortwave station or service called Voice of Salamna. It was on 9635 until 18 UT, and he posted a clip. Those in the DXLD group, including Ron Howard, quickly identified it as a service of Ibra Radio, the Pentecostal broadcaster in Sweden, in the Tigrinya language. He found a website about it, www.selamna.org. It's apparently explained in Swedish, and they have a large archive of audio files going back to December 2007. As far as we know, it's not been on shortwave before, or if it has, it's gone unnoticed. There's nothing in the latest schedule before 18 UT on 9635. However, they were using that frequency I found last year when it was via Skelton UK during the hours just following after 18UT. That was in a variety of obscure African languages, plus Arabic. And we're not yet certain that the present broadcasts on 9635 are via Skelton. In previous seasons, they've also used South Africa on 31 meters before 1800. The Euro Pirate, allegedly in Scandinavia, Space Shuttle Radio, made another appearance Saturday, May 5th, tipped to us by S. Hasegawa in Japan on 15880 USB at 1150 UT and soon heard by many others in Europe and North America. As late as 1550 UT by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, Bruce Portzer in Washington State, Dave Kenny in England, Steve Lair in Michigan, and Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia. Deutschlandfunk on 6190 appears to be off the air. Mike Berkloff in England says, I was talking with Edwin Southwell, who was wondering if it was off as he had not been hearing it. And Mike says he's not hearing it either, or on remote receivers in the Netherlands and Germany. As of May 3rd, checked around 0945 and 1045. Andy Lavendell in Italy replies that listeners in Germany received an answer from the DLF technical department that it's been down since April 28th. The staff are working on repairing it with no exact deadline. If you're awake and listening in the middle of the night, do not assume that the higher shortwave bands are dead, such as 17 and even 21 megahertz. Especially as we get into the summery season. May 3rd at 0604, I was hearing Deutsche Welle in English, which means it's coming from Rwanda, not only on the new frequency of 15275, but also on 13780 and 17820, which had the best signal. In fact, it was a very good, strong signal in booming on 16 meters after local midnight, and it was the only station audible on the band. However, conditions like that may vary a lot from one night to the next. We've been noticing some kind of utility hash interference far too close to WWVH and WWV, slightly above 10,000 kilohertz. Rodolfo Tizia in Uruguay has also heard it and says it's what's called STANAG 4285 interference. And where could it be coming from? We're not sure, but he thinks it might be from Martinique, FUF, of the French Navy. But they really shouldn't be within the standard frequency and time signal band in around 10 megahertz. Ron Howard in California caught the Ternate station of Radio Republik Indonesia reactivated on one day only, May 6th. It was 90 hertz below 3345, heard from 1212 to 1331 UT. At first he wasn't sure of the identity, but then it was also reported by Indonesian monitor in Japan, Atsunori Ishida, on the same date from 11 until sign-off at 15 UT with typical RRI music, Love Ambon. He said it had not been heard since December 23rd, but it was gone again on May 7th. Another on-again, off-again RRI station is Fok Fok, 20 hertz below 4790. Ron Howard has been monitoring that. He says it was off the air on April 30th and May 3rd, but he did hear it on May 1st and 2nd, between 1214 and 1228. We are in the midst of World of Radio 1616. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or one may send a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. We are grateful that, unlike all its neighboring Arab countries, Radio Kuwait is still broadcasting to us in English and Arabic, even though they never announce the right frequency. But recently they have mixed up their Arabic and English services. 15540 is in English at 18 to 21 UT, although always announced as the imaginary previous frequency 11990. But on occasion, we've heard Arabic on that frequency, most recently reported by Jim Ronda in Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 6th at 1847. And it was parallel to 13650, which is supposed to be in Arabic until 20. Then, on May 8th, they were even more mixed up as I was monitoring. At 20 UT, I found that 15540 was missing, but 17550 was up and running. That's normally in Arabic from 20 until midnight UT, but this time it was obviously in English. They were playing lots of classic rock during the following hour with good reception and breaking for 3 minutes of news at 20:50. In English, that is. Meanwhile, I was still hearing their Arabic service on a much weaker frequency, 13650, which normally goes off the air at 2000, probably the same transmitter moving up to 17550. What would happen at 21 UT? Well, the English ended at on 17550 instead of 15540, and shortly 17 megahertz went off the air, but it came back on a couple minutes later in Arabic. And at that time, 13650 had also gone off the air, so apparently at that point they finally realized they'd been broadcasting the wrong languages on the wrong frequencies and straightened it out. And 17550 remained audible, although weakening, until it finally went off at midnight too. Ron Howard in California has discovered that Lao National Radio has resumed some segments in English. On 6130, their only active shortwave frequency, it's actually the domestic service. They previously had some English and Laotian language lessons on Mondays and Tuesdays, sometimes Fridays and Saturdays, at 14:15 to 14:30. On May 5th, he thought he was hearing some English in that period, but too much interference. On May 7th, he was sure there was news in English. And he says, I suspect they're now broadcasting the external service news from 14 to 14:30 on 6130 instead of the inactive 7145. But it needs to be confirmed. Not sure either if it is daily. He monitored it again on May 8th and found English from 14:01 to 14:30. This is the Lao National Radio broadcasting from Vientiane, the Lao Democratic Republic. And they announced that their English language broadcast is twice daily at 13 and 20:30 local time, which is 7 hours ahead of GMT on FM 97.25. Of course, 20:30 local time means 13:30 UT, half an hour earlier than it was actually going out, but I believe that was the previously scheduled time for English on the external service. Wolfgang Büschel says Gagar Paul in Vienna has noted the Iranian relay via Lithuania on 5940 missing. This has happened a few times in the past when the Persians forgot to pay the transmitter bill, or could it be something else? A Western political embargo or difficulty in transferring the money via banks in Moscow. Anyhow, it used to be on 5940, including English, at 1930 to 2027, in addition to four frequencies direct from Iran, 9540, 9800, 11750, and 11885, intended for Europe. Then Kai Ludwig passes on another remark from Paul Gagar, something he heard on the broadcasts from Iran in their German service. It appears we will have to do without 5940 kilohertz, indicating that the transmissions from Lithuania could have been terminated. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports RTVM in Mali signing on at 0758 on 9635 with talk in vernacular, a fluid interval signal, opening announcement in French at 0800. But it was weakly modulated and conditions were noisy. Heard it until 0815. That reminds me, I meant to mention, along with that item about the Tigrinya service from Ibra Radio on 9635, heard until 18 UT. that Mali also could be active on that frequency until 1800, according to some schedules. The sporadic ETVDX season seems to be off to a good start. On several days, the first week in May, I was getting TVDX from Mexico on channels 2 through 5 or 6. Of course, the lowest channels work best when an opening occurs. Details of my logs are, of course, in DX Listening Digest, as well as in my log reports, also covering shortwave. Of course, all this Mexican DX is in Spanish, except for one station on Channel 2, XHRIO in Matamoros, which functions as the Fox affiliate for the lower Rio Grande Valley. Its logo is Fox 2, so look out for that in English. Still an analog signal carrying U.S. programming on Channel 2. As for another border station in Tijuana, XETV Channel 6, that used to be in English too, with the CW network and local news, but I've picked it up again, and now it's carrying the Net 5 Spanish programming from Mexico City. They're also operating digitally with the CW programming on UHF for San Diego. I've also caught some local IDs and programming from other border stations, XHPN Channel 3 in Piedras Negras, Coahuila, and XCFE Channel 2 in Nuevo Laredo. Radio Nederland Wereldomroep is about to self-destruct its broadcasts in Dutch, but they've scheduled a special 24-hour farewell marathon radio broadcast starting Thursday, May 10th at 20 UT, with many additional frequencies to those normally used from sites in Germany, Madagascar, and Bonaire. Schedule too long to give here, but no doubt it appears on the RNW website, as well as in DX Listening Digest and other DX sources. I'll mention the Bonaire extra frequencies, which will be useful for us, even though they're for Africa or South America. On Friday, May 11th only, 12 to 20 UT, 21720, 13 to 20 on 21555, and 21750. An update on activity from the NBC Papua New Guinea stations. Ron Howard in California reports on NBC Sundown 3205. It went off the air at 1308 April 30th after a news roundup in English. On May 3rd, it went off suddenly at 1306 before the news was over. He says 3385 East New Britain continues off the air as it has been for several months. Bruce Portzer in Seattle also reports on Radio Sundown, which he measured 40 hertz below 3205, May 7th, with IDs around 1300, and mentioning the programming coming up. They switched to national news at 1303, which was parallel to another station on 3315, NBC Manus, where it was already underway. An open carrier followed until it finally turned off at 1315. As for NBC Manos on 3315, May 7th, they had a country music song across the top of the hour, but at 1302 went to the news at 11 o'clock from Port Moresby. He also was hearing what sounded like talk pigeon at the same hour on 3275, probably Radio Southern Highlands. At 21 UT, the 13-meter band comes alive again with Radio Australia on 21740, and now I'm also hearing Radio Romania International in Spanish on 21510. It's directed to South America, but sometimes a very good signal here, also reported by Jim Ronda in Tulsa. Ron Howard in California reports Radio Free Sarawak via Palau, 15420, May 5th until sign-off at 1200 UT. Decent reception for a change in vernacular, a report over the phone, here to clear ID. He says it's rarely heard this well. It starts at 1000. We're trying to keep track of the new clandestine I mentioned last week, Voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio, and its rather flexible schedule. May 7th at 0504, I was hearing some music and talk, probably that station, on 15725, although Pakistan is also scheduled then. Ron Howard in California was hearing it earlier, the same date, at 0401 when it came on the air, with an ID in English at 0405 and then in vernacular. But until 0500, there's heavy interference from New Zealand on 15720. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has also been tracking it. Their frequency selection, he says, has been very bad, with lots of clashing interference. He heard it on Saturday, May 5th, at 1434 to 1651 on 11650, first clashing with China and then with FABC Philippines. On May 6th, 7th, and 8th, he found them at a different time, 1334 to 1501 on 11650, but still with that same interference. And some other observations. He was no longer hearing them on 15725 from 0404 on May 8th. Could it have been canceled? There had previously been a transmission at 1830 to 1930 on 15725, but that was not heard on May 6th or 7th, nor the one on 15650 from 20 to 23 on May 5th, 6th, and 7th, unheard. Although a number of schedules have not caught up with it, we've reported some weeks ago that Tunisia moved to 17735 from 9725 until about 2010 UT. But now I've also heard them in the morning on that frequency, 17735, a fair signal in Arabic around 0500. And it does appear at that time in the Aoki schedules. The BBC World Service in Arabic on 9915 after 05 UT often has a good signal here, that is, in strength, but sometimes with heavy flutter or buzz or crackle on the carrier, quite unusual for BBC. During this hour only, 05 to 06, it's listed as coming from both sites in the UK, so that may be part of the problem. Shimber Gaviria points out there is a petition to save Voice of America Spanish broadcasts to Latin America, and consequently save the Greenville, North Carolina site as well. You can find it if you go to www.change.org. That's a petition site, and then search on Voice of America. The Greenville transmitting station was rededicated on May 2nd and named again for Edward R. Murrow. There's quite a bit of video of the ceremonies, the speeches, and the presentations, thanks to the two local TV stations as well as VOA itself. We have links to all those in DX Listening Digest. The Polisario station from Algeria for Western Sahara continues to be missing from 6297 shortwave, but active on medium wave 1550. Alan Willey in Newfoundland, who does a lot of transatlantic medium wave DXing, pulled it in May 2nd at 2158 on 1550 with an ID in Arabic, according to his report in ABDX. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 7th. ANKNS is peaking at 15 and 5 on May 10th and 21st to 23rd. Solar flux rising from 115 May 14th to a peak of 145 May 18th and 19th, and back down to 115 by May 25th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1616. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.